energize with fresh breakfast. Wake up on Fresh with NSK and Shaquan.
Say it like you mean it.
It's 6:53 and Shaquan, around this time, we usually go around the world.
Yes, yes, yes.
And see some of the trending stories. But for today, we will have to keep it right here.
All right.
Right here at home.
Okay, okay.
So, there's a lot I need to tell you. Okay. Let me first start off by the fact that it was a crazy weekend.
For me. It looked very busy for you, yeah.
Yes. I'll start off with Saturday. Saturday morning, we were at Jaku Omoda and Jaku at the showroom itself.
Yeah.
And we were just checking out the vehicles. We were test driving, and there's so many people that came out. So many of you that came out and said, NSK, I'm here because you said I'm...
You said I must come.
And you were talking about this car that has the what, you know? It's just, you know, by the way, Shaquan, someone that that will surprise you that also showed up.
Who's that?
Big Kim.
No way!
He showed up as well. Kanti, he's a real person. He's a car enthusiast.
Nice.
So we had a conversation and we were debating and we were fighting about, you know, the car technology and you know, but this car against the Germans and the tire pressure and the technology, this and it was just incredible.
Wow.
It really was incredible.
Okay.
So I really thank everyone that came out Saturday morning. And test drove the cars. Unfortunately, we had to turn away a couple of people because it just became so full. You know what I mean? But you know what? Throughout the week, there's still an opportunity for you to go and test drive, and there's still an opportunity for you to enter into the draw, for that matter,
for the bicycle, right?
For the bicycle, but worth $4,000.
Yes.
Because by the end of the month, we will announce the winners.
Yeah.
We'll announce the winners with that and the Jetour fuel voucher.
Oh, okay. Yes, that was 3,000, right?
3,000.
Yes.
So we'll do all of that towards the end of the month.
Okay.
On Fresh FM.
Yeah. So that's 444 Independence.
Yes. Avenue. Yes. Yes. I believe. Go check it out. As a matter of fact, Shaquan, one of the cars we decided to nickname it.
Oh, okay.
We decided to nickname the C9 to Omoda Omes.
Omoda Omes. Omes. Mm. Oh, okay.
Because that's my favorite one.
Oh, is that so?
That's my favorite one.
Let me actually say, oh my God, this is a beautiful car.
That's an incredible car, my goodness. That
I almost said something, but then the babies are in the car.
Yes. Okay.
And then, so what else happened?
Okay, cool. So that was the Saturday morning, right?
Yes.
And then good friend of mine, he's been on my case the whole week.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, listen, Omes, we need to go. We need to reconnect with our people. We need to go to our people.
Okay.
We are in this Vintuk. We are just Englishing. We are just, you know, in Damara, they say, you are just namaing or namachkera. Meaning like English and Afrikaans.
Oh, like you're just rah-rahing.
Oh,
okay, okay.
You understand?
Yes.
We need to go back to our people and we need to damarify this thing.
Mm.
Yeah. Because there was a big Magdalese show, old school versus new school, where they had like old school artists.
Yeah.
Versus new school artists.
The new kids,
New kids, right?
Yeah.
It was in Komazal at the community hall.
Yes.
Was Saturday night, right? So, and he's been on my case. I initially was doubting whether I should go or not. And he was like, no, Omes, we need to go back to our people.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get reconnected.
Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, cool. Let's do this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, Shaquan. I had the time of my life.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice.
Now, here's the thing, Shaquan.
Yeah.
The last time I was at a Magdalese show, like a full-blown Magdalese show, was in Mondesa. When 2009 or 2010.
What?
Yes.
That's a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Where it was just, and I remember it was a Velvicius production.
Yeah, yeah.
You understand? Stadium, have fun, full blown. Artists are performing. You are just amongst your people and you're having fun.
I haven't
attended one since then.
Mm.
Right. So Saturday night was very special. I get there by Kumasal Community Hall.
Yes.
And immediately as I get there, Shekwan, it's just Omed Denden. It's just NSK.
Yeah.
Left, right, and center. Yeah. Oh, Hacha.
Even if you want to hide.
And yeah. I try to just be like, you know, like,
I know what you mean.
I could do it. You know what I mean? Folks were so happy to see me there.
Mm.
And I met so many people that listen to us, that appreciate the work that we do.
Yeah.
And my cousin, by the way, my cousin Tulani, he comes with the love of his life, and he tells me that it's so deep that whenever Junior Fresh pops up, they find themselves at the Rocky Crest Robots.
Rocky Crest in Ochomise?
Yes.
Okay.
And that's how they know that they are on time.
Oh.
You see?
Okay. So.
So if they don't find themselves at the Rocky Crest Robots,
when Omedende,
they are late.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And so many other explanations, Shekwan, that I got throughout. As a matter of fact, what even happened was one guy, sorry, just going back to the showroom, right? Going back to the showroom. There was one guy that came and all he wanted to tell me was he was so thankful that I mentioned that I have a farm that I'm taking care of, that I have a house that I'm taking care of back home.
Yes, I have family members that I'm taking care of.
And he was speaking Damara with me, by the way, the whole time. And he was saying, Buta, you don't understand. You hit the nail when you said you have a farm that you're taking care of, because as we are here in Windhoek, We are Zulang for back home.
Yeah.
We are Zulang for our pirina, which is our sheep and our goats.
What is pirina?
Sheep.
Sheep. Oh, okay.
Yeah. We are Zulang for the yard, to fix the yard or to build the toilet. And
yeah.
To make sure our grandmother is fine back home.
Mm.
And he felt very, very, very close to me in that moment.
Oh, yeah, because he could relate.
Yes. That's all he did.
Listen,
I'll tell you more about this after the news.
Mm-hmm.
Stick around.
Because there's a lot more.
There's a lot more, man. There's a lot more. Stick around. Don't go anywhere.
And music. Fresh FM, your gold standard in radio.
7:10, that's your time. Thank you so much for choosing us. We appreciate it. The NSK and Shekwan is on your radio.
Mm.
Now, Shekwan, just to close off my weekend, the crazy weekend that I had.
Yes.
Okay, fine. I'm at this My Glass of Show, and it's incredible. I'm meeting people that listen to us.
Yeah.
And there's so many individual stories,
which
I'll share throughout the week.
Okay?
But there were so many people that, you know, saw me, came, joked, Tevaz Shekwan. Is she not the Magaisa girl?
Excuse me.
First time.
I should have been there.
You know?
I'm so sad that I missed it. Because my cousin, Benson, posted, right?
Yeah.
Benson.
Yeah, Benson. Well.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
We hugged. You know.
I'm just like, Hapo, what is going on?
Yeah.
When I saw Jalisa on stage, was squat. Anyway.
So yes, it was an incredible show.
Mm,
okay.
Yeah.
I had the time of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, everyone on the ground was saying that maybe the venue was a bit too small. I think the organizers underestimated
the interest
and the turnout.
Mm.
And everyone was just saying, yeah, if it was at the stadium, at Kumasal Stadium at least.
Oh, yeah, you know, in the open,
enough space and so on. But, you know, Shekwan, it was so full now. And it was so incredible.
Mm.
It was so well supported that the bar ran out of stock.
What?
Yeah, everything finished.
Well, damn.
Yeah. You know, at some point they just had to open the doors because it was just like, what's the point? Exactly. So it was incredible.
Yeah.
Congratulations to the organizers for bringing the community together.
Come on.
But now here's the thing, right, Shekwan? We like an after party, Mos.
Yeah, of course.
I did say.
What happened?
So that's where the story turns a little dark
mm.
for Nawab Sekind.
Mm.
The after party was at a lounge just around the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by Halal, opposite Halal.
Mm-hmm.
After party is there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And so, I mean, the friend that I was with and, you know, some other guys, we, you know, we were all like excited. Okay, look, let's continue with our Damara crusade.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's go to our people.
Yes.
Let's go to the after party, you know. And so we go to the after. Listen, you must understand, Shaquan, this is happiness. We are all happy.
Yeah.
It's happy spirit. There's no violence. There's no nothing.
It's everyone just good that
was
vibes. There,
it was just good vibes, high valued people.
Yeah, yeah.
We were all just happy, you know. So everyone gradually moves now to
this lounge. To this lounge
now, just where the after party is.
Yeah.
And my friend organizes VIP. We get to the VIP area, and you know, we were in the VIP area for about what, 30 minutes, 45 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Right. And I was seated on the edge of the seat, right? On the edge of the seat. And the clothing that I had on made it very difficult for my phone to be in my clothes.
In your pocket.
In my pocket.
Yeah.
So I was holding it in my hands, right? But holding it in my hands, it's around midnight. I'm thinking, okay, this is a bit tricky.
Yeah.
Do I have the energy to stand up and go, you know, go leave the phone in the car, or do I just hold it here somewhere, maybe where it's safe, right? Okay. So, silly me.
Okay.
Has the phone in my hands and I put it on the table. And split seconds, Shaquan, because, you know, people are there, people are greeting, people are, you know, people are interacting, and it's a nice vibe and everything, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Literally split seconds, Shaquan, phone is gone. I'm talking split seconds. I'm there 30 minutes, 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Phone is gone. And I see, I'm looking for the phone. I'm like, it's a vast me phone.
Maybe I put it in my pocket.
Yeah, or something. Or maybe did one of my friends take it, you know what I mean? Just to like hide it, maybe. Because the phone is out in the open like that. Phone is gone. Someone pickpocketed the phone. Someone stole the phone. And, you know, in that moment, I'm trying, like, you know, my friends and I, we're trying to, like, because there was a camera there, we try to check the camera, but, you know.
Oh, with management. With management. Yeah.
But management is also not on site. I mean, people are drunk, people are happy, people are, it's Dimakar, it's full. Flop story, Shaquan. So I lost my phone.
Damn.
You know, actually, I didn't lose it. It was stolen.
It was stolen. Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Phone was stolen.
Yeah.
And you know, I've had my phone taken from me and in different violent altercations previously and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And all of that time when I lost my phone or when the phone would get stolen from me, I was on radio, right? And I would suffer in silence and I'd be quiet about it and I wouldn't bring it on air, right? And this time around, I just felt... Shaquan, I really just felt I should bring it on air. I just felt I should be honest about it.
Sure.
Because here's the thing.
Starting over without, oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Sorry, man.
Because here's the thing, Shaquan.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, as things are standing right now,
I
don't have money to buy a new phone. I don't even have money for a Tamagotchi. You know what I mean?
So
I need help. I need help, you know. I need help to get a new phone, even if it's just a Tamagotchi, just so I can, you know, switch the phone on, go buy the number back again, you know, police declaration and all that long stories.
Yeah.
But I need a phone.
And
my whole business is on the phone.
Yeah.
I was scheduled even to be at the coast this weekend with Erongo Red. There's a couple of stuff that I need to sort out with Erongo Red.
Yeah.
I'm unable to do that without my phone.
Without your phone. Yeah, yeah.
You know? So I am humbly asking.
Yeah.
In all humbleness.
Mm-hmm. Messages are already coming in.
Help me.
$50.
$100. $150. I would appreciate it. And if you feel that I do enough to make your mornings every single day, if you feel that I deserve your help, if you feel that I happen to annoy you, make you laugh, get you angry, but at the same time we debate, or I plug you, whatever the case may be, and you feel that I am that guy that you appreciate.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to appreciate me.
Mm-hmm.
Help me in the sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got a number.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The love of my life. Yeah. She, man, you know, even in during that whole process, she was so supportive. She still is so supportive.
We'll
man.
Share it off air though.
Yeah, let's share it off
air. Let's share it off air. Yes. Yeah, yeah.
So please get in contact with us via our WhatsApp line 083-000-1029. And then we will share the number with you.
The number, you can
wallet, blue wallet, red wallet, green wallet.
Yeah, yeah.
All the banks. Because I can't. I'm right now. And remember I told you, Shekwan, was it during that Yango rant last week when I said, I've got a family, I've got a farm.
Yeah, someone says.
I've got a family home that I'm taking care of.
Someone says, they're going to buy you a phone. You better just stay home.
They're going to buy me a phone.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a phone. You better stay at home.
From now on.
So you must not go out in the streets because you are stressing us, man.
Shekwan, I cannot just stay at home.
Anyway.
I'm for the people.
You're for I thought you were going to say I'm for the streets.
No.
I'm just joking, man. Listen, okay, so I'm trying to make light of the situation. It's really sad, hey?
Yeah.
So we know how your world just, you just feel like nothing is moving in your life when you don't have a phone, all right?
Yes.
So we are going to have the conversations off air.
Of course.
So many messages came through already on the WhatsApp line, partner. 083-000-1029. Let's help partner get a phone back.
Possibly,
but
man.
In a few minutes,
yes.
We're going to have a very, very important conversation, all right? So,
yes.
As mentioned, we're going to be having Senior Superintendent Hilma Mpuka. Now, she's the head of Integrated Operations Unit at City Police. So the conversation, partner, is going to be around rape in Namibia.
Yeah.
When you fall victim, where do you report? What is the process? What is needed from you? And all of this information, right? And we know where this conversation is coming from, right? She is in studio with us. We'll have a detailed conversation to debrief everything about this in a few minutes.
All right, cool. 7:20, that's your time. Stick around.